music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. Thank you. Hour number two, and we have saved this time today for Dr. Lorraine Day. Many of you, of course, already know her. She's no stranger to Republic Broadcasting Network and certainly not to my program. We had her on a number of years ago. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get her back on or didn't have the time when we're only on once a week now to be able to get her back on. But, you know, I think there's no time like the present. And, you know, she spent a great deal of her career helping people in the medical field. At least she thought she was. She was obviously involved with the San Francisco General Hospital, chief of orthopedic surgery. She helped a lot of people, do what they could not do in their lives when they became incapacitated. And then she developed a cancer that was virtually almost the end of her, made a remarkable recovery, opened her eyes to true health and healthy living. And she today, I believe, is 83 years old, going on 30. Is that right, Dr. Day?
That's correct. That's right. Totally well.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you. And, I don't know where to begin. You know, we only have an hour right now, but we'll obviously do this again. But I was telling the audience earlier when I opened the program today that, you know, with all of this nonsense that's going on around us today, the new boogeyman, you know, the new enemy and so forth, it's another globalization effort to control people. And I take offense when I see people wearing masks. It looks like they're ready to rob a bank or conceal their identity, and they think that little mask they're donning is going to somehow keep them safe to the point where they will not get this deadly virus and they will not die if they obey every new edict of government. And what do you have to say about this latest coronavirus thing?
Well, the coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. It's just a cover to bring in the New World Order, Communist Bolshevism to America and to the whole world. This is the beginning of the end of life as we know it. They're going to keep us locked down for far longer than just the end of April. And now they're starting the starvation process. They're closing down the meat packing companies. They're saying that seeds from the garden stores are a non-essential item and they're not to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
They're eliminating community gardens, and they're scaring people into believing that the coronavirus is a killer virus. People aren't dying of the coronavirus. The only people who are dying are elderly people who have many other problems. On the World Health Organization website, they have admitted that if you test positive for the coronavirus, that doesn't mean that if you're sick, it's caused by the coronavirus. Again, coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. The New World Order Illuminati globalists picked that particular organism because it is so common that they could find it, if they tested enough, on almost everybody. Our arms and legs and our skin are covered with bacteria and viruses. They're in our nose, they're in our mouth, they're in our gastrointestinal tract. They don't bother us unless we get ourselves sick by the way we're living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress. And so the more people are stressed with all of this, the more they're terrified of this virus. You know, I watch President Trump talking about how the Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York was the centerpiece of this whole pandemic. and how they didn't have enough place to put the dead bodies, and how people were lined up outside waiting to get tested for the coronavirus, and oh, it was so stressful for the doctors and nurses. At the same time, there were people who live in Queens who were sitting right outside the hospital videotaping this whole thing and showing that there weren't any people there. There were no lines. Everything was quiet. The ambulance drivers were sitting in their ambulances watching Netflix on their cell phone. This is all a lie. And the problem is people believe the talking heads. They want to believe that the government is there to help them. Well, I would suggest that they would read R.J. Rummel's book called Death by Government, showing that more people have been killed by their own leaders of their own government than have ever been killed by invading armies. This is a plan to destroy the Gentile population of the world, which has been on the drawing board for at least 200 years. And so they're going to do it by, they want to scare people with the coronavirus, and then they'll come up with a vaccine that will actually kill them. It will contain an infertility agent, so it will make almost everyone sterile, and those that do have children, they will be horribly deformed. And then it could also contain a chip. And vaccines in general contain all sorts of damaging substances. They contain mercury, which is a horrific toxin. It can cause bone cancer. It contains aluminum, which causes Alzheimer's. It contains cancer cells. All vaccines do. But this one will contain other things, such as infertility agents. Bill Gates has kind of declared himself the new president of the United States because he's taking control of this total extermination of humanity other than the Jews. And Bill Gates is Jewish, and so he's now declared that, you know, the whole country should be shut down and that everybody should be vaccinated. Well, vaccines have never worked. Vaccines have never worked. Doctors have been brainwashed to think they work. In fact, I used to be in that category of having been brainwashed. I vaccinated my children. I'm sorry for that. However, fortunately, they didn't develop autism, and I didn't have any child die of sudden infant death syndrome. Both of those problems only happened after the introduction of vaccines. They did not. There was no autism before vaccination. There was no sudden infant death syndrome before vaccination. So they want to scare people about the coronavirus, so they will line up and plead to be given the vaccine, which will, again, either kill them rapidly or slowly, will certainly make them infertile and their children infertile, so they will never be able to have children of their own. And this is the extermination of most of humanity. You look at the Georgia Guidestones. If you don't, if you've never heard of the Georgia Guidestones, those who are listening, look up on the internet and look at Georgia Guidestones. They're in Elberton, Georgia. They were erected. They're sort of America's Stonehenge. They were erected in the dark of night by someone that called himself, I think, R.J. Christian, which was obviously not his real name. And it says at the top of that, it's in four different languages, and it says at the top of that that they will eliminate 5.5 billion people from the face of the earth. And this is the beginning of that. They've got everybody in their homes. Who would have ever thought that in a few weeks they could shut down half, almost three-fourths of the entire world, including virtually all of America? And so they want people confined to their homes. So, number one, they can't get together to form a militia to stop this from happening. Again, this is takeover of the world. And here's the things that they have accomplished. Number one, they shut down the massive yellow vest protests in France. They shut down the Hong Kong protesters. There were also protesters in Wuhan, China, that were very angry because they're setting up a new incinerator and waste elimination plant that will contribute more and more corruption in the air. And apparently the air in Wuhan, China has been very, very bad. What people don't understand about Wuhan, China, too, is that the first cases appeared of supposed coronavirus appeared at the end of December. Well, on October 31st, they introduced 5G to Wuhan, China, which 5G is 10 times stronger than 4G, and it can actually damage your cells, just like radiation from a microwave can damage your cells. And by the way, I want to tell you, if you cook your food in a microwave, it destroys the nutrition of the food. And if you stand within 4 feet of the microwave oven while it's going, you're damaging your own cells. And that's why also children should not sit too close to a television set, because it emits radiation too. So they should be 4, 5, 6 feet back from the television set. So all of these things are damaging to our bodies, but 5G is 10 times stronger than 4G. So when the cells are damaged, then the bacteria and viruses that are on your skin just move in to clean up the mess. They're not the cause of it. They're coming in to clean up the mess. And when they throw the toxins into your bloodstream, that's when you develop symptoms, because they're trying to clean up the mess. Just like flies and other insects and rats and mice will clean up garbage. If you have a garbage strike in your town and you've got garbage in your front yard waiting to be picked up, well, the rats and mice and all will come and eat it up. Well, God has provided those kinds of scavengers on the earth the same way if you see a dead animal in the road and a vulture eating it, the vulture did not attract the dead animal. The dead and dying tissue attracts the cleanup crew. And it's the same in your body. When you,
like you say, for a reason. He didn't create them to be eaten. He created them
to
remove the pollution and the poison, the bottom feeders, you know, in the ocean. You know, and
that's correct, and that's why God tells us not to eat those, because they eat garbage.
Right, exactly. Boy, I'm telling you, but God doesn't know what he's doing. You know, we know what we're doing. Just listen to us. That's what these people at the National Institutes of Health tell us, and that's what the National Cancer Institute tells us, the FDA, all of these agencies and quasi-government officials, they all have the answers, but they have a track record of failure, don't they?
Well, not just failure. They lie and cheat and steal and all sorts of things. I have had personal experience with many of those agencies. I was an advisor for the Centers for Disease Control. I saw how corrupt they are. I worked at San Francisco General Hospital for years with Julie Gerberding. She was an infectious disease doctor at San Francisco General, and then she was rewarded for her lying about the AIDS epidemic to become the head of the CDC, first woman head of the CDC, appointed, I think, by George W. Bush. And she lied when she was there. And that is a total political organization, which is actually almost a vaccine company. The Centers for Disease Control has a foundation. If you look on it, you can look on their website and look for CDC Foundation, and you will see that all of the drug companies, including the ones who produce massive numbers of vaccinations, contribute huge amounts to the Centers for Disease Control. Well, this is supposed to be a government agency. Why do they have a foundation where people contribute? These are actually payoffs. That's what they are, payoffs. And so Julie Gerberding, who was supposed to be neutral about vaccines, when she left the position of director of the CDC, she became president of the Merck Division of Vaccines, and just recently turned in some of her stock for $11.6 million. So that's the reward you get for being a liar. And when I say that she's a liar, I have the video of the first news program that I was on, and it was with Julie Gerberding in San Francisco with the AIDS epidemic, and she lied right out on that video, on that news program. And afterwards, what she said was that AIDS was not 100% fatal disease, and it certainly is by orthodox methods, 100% fatal. We all knew that. She said it wasn't. So as we walked out after that television show, I said to Julie, I said, why would you lie and say that AIDS is not 100% fatal? She said, oh, well, we have to be careful of the psyche of the AIDS patient. Well, not to the point of lying, we don't. And so I realized she was a liar then, and I still have the video of that program showing that she lied. And so all of these people, again, I knew others at the CDC who were lying. During the AIDS epidemic, the homosexual community in San Francisco, we doctors at San Francisco General took care of these men. They would go to the bathhouses, which were not bathhouses. They were absolute orgies of sexual debauchery. Hundreds of them would be there. You could have 50 to 100 sexual partners in a night if you were on the receiving part of the sexual act. And they were exchanging feces and blood and saliva and everything else, urine, urinating on each other and all that. This was supposed to be, I guess, sexy. It was just disgusting.
Well, the so-called
and they were doing
house.
All sorts of other things that were self-destructive. No one ever got quarantined. But for a virus that produces nothing more than the common cold, they have shut down half of the world.
Yeah, that's an amazing contradiction, isn't it? And in one way, it's a consistency. It goes to prove the heavy hand of government here. Now, you mentioned San Francisco, and if I recall, going back to the late 1970s, I recall there was a strike at one of the hospitals, may have been a doctor's strike right there at San Francisco General. And within a couple of weeks or so, they stopped the strike because the mortality rate was going down.
No,
I don't remember that.
No, it wasn't at San Francisco General because I was there, but I was on the faculty there at that time, and it wasn't at San Francisco General. And I don't remember because I came on the faculty in 1974. I was there until 1990. Yeah. There was no strike of any hospital in San Francisco of doctors from 1974 to 1990, so it must have been some other city.
Los Angeles. It may have been in Los Angeles itself.
It might have been. But it wasn't in San Francisco.
Yeah,
but
we
doctors.
I do remember the news reports. I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what interests me here is the fact that you said to me, and you said that you tried to implore these owners of these bathhouses and these people who just happen to be of one ethnicity and race, just that they should shut them down. You try to get the authorities to go and shut them down because they were spreading disease. And what were you met with? What kind of reasoning were you met with at that time?
Well, actually, they weren't of one ethnicity and race. They were all homosexuals that owned the bathhouses. But they said to us when we tried to say, close these down, all these people are killing each other with this, with their sexual debauchery and multiple sexual partners. And they said to us, look, everybody should be happy here because we're making money by providing the area for them to do this. And you doctors are making money by taking care of their illnesses. So everybody should be happy. And that was the crassness of homosexuals against their own fellow homosexuals. They didn't care if they died as long as they made money. And that is, unfortunately, very, very common in the homosexual community. They care only about themselves and not about others. And their focus is clearly on sexual debauchery. And see, the reason that there were no quarantines, and if you even suggested a quarantine, you were called a homophobic bigot. Because the government wants sexual debauchery. They want corruption of the mind and the spirit, and they want people to be rolling around in filth, and they want population extermination. And you see, male homosexuals do not produce children. Lesbians do not produce children unless it's by by artificial insemination. Right, so the whole point is this is part of the government's plan. And why would the government promote this? Well, the government promotes it because it's right out of the Jewish Talmud. It says even the best of all the Gentiles should all be killed. It promotes pedophilia in their Talmud, which is the holiest book of Judaism. It says that a man can have sex with a 3-year-old girl, and it is nothing. It is nothing more than sticking a finger in her eye, and her virginity will return. And a man can have sex with a little boy under the age of 9. It promotes pedophilia. It promotes sexual debauchery. It says in there that having sex, promiscuous and anonymous sex, actually worships their god. Well, their god is Satan. You see, the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud is actually called the Babylonian Talmud. It came from pagan Babylon when the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon. And when their temple was destroyed and their priesthood was inoperative, then the Pharisees took over. And when they came back to the Palestine, they had this horrible pagan religion.
We have to take a break right now, though, but we'll come right back, Dr. Day. Rick Adams.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Dr. Lorraine Day. Dr. Day, when you had your particular cancer, I guess you went through quite an ordeal where you were not expected to live throughout one night, and then you recovered quite miraculously, and you changed your whole way of life. Tell us briefly about that. I'm very intrigued by that as well, because I've been through similar situations.
Yes, on November 1st, 1993, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. By biopsy, I was biopsied at two separate medical centers, Loma Linda University and Scripps Hospital in San Diego. And I was told, these were both done by friends of mine, surgeon friends of mine. And they said, you know, if you don't have conventional therapy, chemo, radiation, and mastectomy, you will die. And I said, why would I take chemo and radiation? Because we doctors know that both chemo and radiation cause cancer. You know, when you go to have a little bitty x-ray taken of your tooth when you're at the dentist, they put a lead shield on you, cover your whole body down to your thighs and up to your neck that weighs about 20 pounds. It's made of lead to protect you from this little tiny x-ray. And the x-ray technician goes out of the room and hides behind a lead-shielded wall. And that's because it's mandated by government because radiation causes cancer. Well, I already had cancer, so why would I take radiation, which causes the disease I already had? What doctors tell a patient when they come in, they don't tell them exactly like this, but this is what they're saying. In order to make you well, we have to make you really, really, really sick. In order to rebuild your immune system, we have to destroy it. It makes no sense. Chemotherapy causes cancer, too. It's poison that causes cancer. So I said, I'm not going to do either of those. And certainly, I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting one or both of them off was not going to cure me. See, doctors work at the wrong end of not only cancer, but every disease. Doctors work at the business end. They work at the symptom end. They give drugs to decrease the symptoms, but they never address the underlying causes because doctors don't know the underlying cause of any disease. They think cancer is genetic. But cancer is not genetic. If cancer were genetic, our great-grandparents would have had to have as much as we do in order to pass it down to us. But they didn't. In 1900, only 3% of Americans had cancer. Now over 50% of Americans will develop cancer in their lifetime. So I had by that time understood that there were some alternatives that were non-toxic. So I started studying these, and I started using these alternatives, such as the Rife generator, 714X, various kinds of diets. Now, I had changed my diet to a totally vegan vegetarian diet, which is the right diet, because all animal products promote the growth of cancer, because not only do they contain no water and no fiber, but you're eating the animal's hormones. You don't need any more hormones than you produce yourself. When you eat animals, you eat their hormones, which promotes the growth of cancer. Whether it's meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, or eggs, you're eating the animal's hormones. So I went on a totally vegan vegetarian diet. But you see, that was only one part of the plan. The plan I used to get well has 10 steps. And you can find that on my website at drday.com, drday.com, all the materials that contain the information that I used to get well from cancer. Eventually, as I tried more and more of these alternatives, my tumor kept growing, and I kept getting sicker over a period of 2 years, 6 months of which I was so sick I was bedridden, and at one point I was not expected to live through the night. And on my website, I have a picture of my tumor, which was on my chest, high on my chest. It was it became the size of a softball. It was gigantic. And it was terribly painful. For a year, I couldn't sleep more than 2 hours a night because of the pain. And so I was trying all of these alternatives. None of them work. And so when I was on my deathbed, I hadn't been able to eat for a couple of weeks. I hadn't been able to drink any water for days. And being a trauma surgeon, which is what I am, I know what death looks like because many people were brought to our hospital that died before we could even get them on the operating table. So I knew I was dying, and by that time my cancer had spread not only to the lymph nodes under my arm, but to the bones in my spine. And I knew, so I had clearly had fourth stage cancer. I was able to find a doctor out of this country who would take off a portion of the tumor that was starting to open up and become infected on my chest. I didn't want to die of overwhelming infection. He got good skin over it. Less rest of the tumor was left in. He sent me home to die. But you see, I realized that even though all of these alternative methods were non-toxic and they didn't really harm my body, but they weren't healing it because there's only one doctor in the whole world who will give you 100% guarantee that if you follow his way, you'll be well, and that is God. And in Deuteronomy 7:11-15, God says, if you follow my laws, and that includes all the natural health laws that are in my materials, including, by the way, cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air as if you're breathing outdoor air. That is affirmed in the medical literature in the finest journals that are on the earth. And sunlight actually decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. It boosts your immune system. It turns cholesterol into vitamin D and does a whole lot of other things to help you get well. These are all natural things that God has created, you see. And so I was doing a lot of those things, but I didn't know why I continued to get worse and worse and worse. But it's sort of like a mousetrap. Mousetrap has five parts. It has the platform and the spring and the thing that comes down and kills the mouse and all that. But if you remove one part of the five parts of the mousetrap, it doesn't work four-fifths as well. It doesn't work at all. And so when you use God's health plan to get well, it has 10 parts. You can't just do 9 of the 10. You've got to do them all. And so that night I had been raised a Christian, but I had been an agnostic all of my adult life because I could not wrap my head around a God who says, love me, and I'll let you live with me forever, but if you don't, I'm going to burn you, either, you know, as long as you deserve or forever or whatever. And I said, you know, my parents, who are mere human beings, would never do that to me or my brother. They would discipline us if they felt we needed it, but they would never really harm us. And I said, who is this God? So that night when I was on my deathbed, my husband said, I'm taking you to the hospital. You're dying. And I knew that I was dying, but if I went to the hospital, I knew I would be turning my back on God and going to man. I knew that my medical colleagues could put in an IV, hydrate me, and give me nutrition. But you see, doctors don't know how to cure any disease. All they do is give you drugs, all of which have side effects that give you other diseases, and that they never address the underlying causes of the disease. Because doctors develop cancer at the same rate as the general population, and doctors die of cancer at the same rate as the general population. You see?
Sure.
So if doctors don't know how to prevent or reverse their own cancer or any other disease, how can they do it in you? So I refused to go to the hospital, and I stuck with God, and I said, you know, if you know my heart, I don't even know if you're up there, but if you know my heart, you know I don't like you, at least what the churches teach about you. You seem like a pyromaniac to me. But you have promised, and so please open my mind to what I need to do to stay alive. And then if you're not like what the churches teach, please show me. And so that changed the whole projection of my life, because immediately God opened my mind to a conversation I had had with one of my mentors in orthopedics, Dr. Ted Bovill, 25 years before, because he had gone to medical school before they had IVs. And he had told me how they kept people alive and hydrated them who couldn't eat or drink. And so that came back to me, and that's how I stayed alive. And I discussed that way on my DVD called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, which, again, is on my website at drday.com, drday.com. So I was able to stay alive for the next few days with that method, and then I started to turn around because I had given the whole problem to God. I had been trying to decide how to get well myself by using all these alternatives. But you see, if it required something like that, or even modern medicine, then God would be the biggest bigot of all, because three-fourths of the world would not have the ability to get well. But everything I used in the health plan is available to everybody in the world. It's made by God, and it's used in the form God made it, not modified by man. And so I was able to get well. It took me 8 months for the cancer to go away, and then another 10 months for me to regain my strength enough that I could sit up at a desk all day and work. My cancer was gone. I was well. But it took me a long time to regain my strength, because at the time I was diagnosed, even though my body was very sick, I was still able to run 5 miles a day at the time I was diagnosed. But after this whole ordeal, going through so many years of cancer and then being bedridden and all that, it took 11 years from my diagnosis until I could walk a mile. But most people don't have that kind of endurance. They want a quick fix. They want to go and get well. But they don't get well. When they give you chemo and radiation and all these drugs and everything, you're never well. Those people still have to go back to the doctor every 6 months or a year to find out if their cancer has returned. I have now been 27 years since my cancer diagnosis. I am totally well. cancer-free. I can still run. I can still play basketball. I take no medications. I take no drugs of any kind. I don't have any arthritis. I don't have any other diseases. I don't get colds or the flu. It's been 27 years. I don't go to doctors. Doctors don't know anything. That's why I became an orthopedic trauma surgeon, because if you run over by a truck, or if you fall out of a building, or if you're shot or stabbed, that's not a disease. That's not caused by the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress, which diseases are. This is trauma. These are accidents, and I can put you back together, and you can go live your life. But God doesn't say that he will keep us from all trauma. But he said, if you follow my laws and commands and decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. And so what that requires, diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So when I change those things, and I'm telling you, you really have to change. I had the reason I developed cancer was, first of all, as a trauma surgeon, I was working night and day. When there were gang wars in San Francisco, I would sometimes operate 72 hours straight, because you have all these sick people or injured people on their gurneys outside of your operating room. You can't just say, well, I'm tired, I'm going home, because these people will either die or be maimed for life. So I would drink a lot of coffee. I was eating a lot of sugar to stay awake, and that was destroying my body. Plus, I went through a really acrimonious divorce. I was married to another surgeon who was another professor like me on the faculty at UC. We'd been married for about 20 years. We had two sons until I found out that he had his 30-year younger married girlfriend living in our summer home. So this was a very difficult divorce and a custody battle for my children, and I was angry at my former husband, but I had to learn how to let that go, not endorse what he had done, but actually forgive him. And I had to write a letter, to individual letter to him and to his girlfriend, asking for their forgiveness for what I had said about them, which was all true, but I hadn't said it in the right spirit. Because when you hold on to anger or grudges or unforgiveness or fear or anxiety, you trigger your fight or flight reaction, which every doctor knows about, and you pour cortisol and adrenaline into your body. Adrenaline causes severe anxiety, and cortisol suppresses your immune system so you can't get well. So getting well from any disease is a spiritual problem. You need a change of heart. You need to change your diet. You need to get out in the sun. You need to go to bed at the right time of night, because the healing hormones are produced between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you've got to be asleep. And so you've got to do all these other things, but you've got to learn to forgive. And again, God is the only one who gives you a 100% guarantee that you will be well if you do it his way. No doctor will give that to you. They don't have any confidence in their treatment, because if you're going to have chemo or radiation or surgery, they make you sign a consent that you could be maimed for life or die, and neither you nor your family will sue them. So I got well by totally natural methods. Now get this, okay? I know the cure for cancer. I did it. I changed everything about my life. You don't see people from the press or the government lining up outside my door saying, oh, tell us the cure for cancer, because they will only accept a cure for cancer if it is a quick fix, if you don't have to change anything about your life, and if it's done through laboratories under their auspices, okay? So they don't even look at it as a cure for cancer. But the way you cure any disease, by the way, a year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had quite a severe tremor. But when I got well from my cancer, I noticed that all my Parkinson's symptoms went away, too. And that's when I realized that all diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So when everybody's all stressed out about the coronavirus, they're going to be more prone to many different diseases,
exactly,
because their immune system will be suppressed by the cortisol they're pouring into their body. So the cure for cancer is known. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, over the last 100 years, the NIH has put out $1 trillion in research money to find the cure for cancer. And more people are dying from cancer. And here, I have cured my cancer by changing the way I was living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress. But nobody wants to do that. because, again, they just want a quick fix. And, of course, you've got to believe the person who gives the 100% guarantee, and that is Jesus Christ.
True.
And everybody has gone way away from studying the Bible or believing in Jesus Christ.
Forget it. Yeah, we talked about that. I mean, this is an age of post-Christian thinking in America. Now we have a whole new millennial generation, and if you even suggest they should get off that phone, get off that cell phone for an hour a day, that's like, you know, sticking a dagger in their heart. I mean, they can't deal with that. But they don't know when it's shut down and when that kill switch goes into effect and the power supplies and the water, all that can be shut down. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know who to call, mommy, daddy. You know, they never prepared for an eventuality like this. And, you know, many of us saw this corona thing coming. We saw the H1N1 hoax. You know, we saw all of this coming, but going back to, like, World War One, what kind of research have you done into the so-called Spanish flu, and was that vaccine generated?
Well, first of all, the Spanish flu was just like this. It was a hoax. It was the hoax the same way. So they talk about the millions and millions died. No, they didn't die of that. And they talk about all the H1N1 who died of that flu. They've got a new virus every election year. We had SARS, bird flu, swine flu, MERS, Ebola, Zika, and now we got the coronavirus. Every 2 years they come out with a new one, but this time they really used it as a cover for bringing in the New World Order, one world government. Sure. There will also be a one world religion, which will worship Lucifer. And see, here's the
new
important
age religion,
part. Here's the important part that people don't recognize. What this really is the great controversy between Christ and Satan, good and evil, for the hearts of mankind. Satan wants us dead, and his people, which Jesus called you are of your father, the devil, because by your traditions you make the word of God of no effect, they are the ones who are doing the work of the devil and bringing all of this about. But God says, if you really trust him, now I'm not talking about, oh, you go to a church and you say a little ditty and, oh, now I'm saved. No, that's not the way it is. You've got to study the Word of God. You've got to really study it. I have a book called Who Rewrote the Bible, showing you all of the changes that have been made in all of the versions of the Bible, including the King James, which is the opposite of what the actual authors wrote that were inspired by God. You see, the authors of the Bible in Hebrew and Greek were inspired by God. The translators of the Bible were hired by man. So they changed it to agree with their preconceived beliefs. So I have the book, Who Rewrote the Bible, and I've got a new one called Who Started the Organized Church? It wasn't God. Because you realize that for the first 4,000 years of human history, nobody went to church. Nobody. Abraham didn't go to church. Isaac didn't go to church. Moses, Joshua, Ezekiel, Daniel, Elijah, Elisha. No, none of them went to church. There was a temple, but no one was allowed inside the temple except the priests. The people just brought their sacrifices to the temple court. But when Jesus was on earth, he said, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. So God's presence was in the temple. That was the true religion of the time. But across town, they were making a counterfeit religion. And that was the Pharisees that started the synagogues, which just means a place of assembly, where people went in and sat down and heard man tell them what to believe about God. And that is the model for all organized churches of today. They were started by those who hated Christ, and orchestrated his murder by crucifixion on the cross. So for the first 4,000 years, nobody went to church. And the Bible says, you need no man to teach you. One is your teacher, Christ. God doesn't want anybody in between us and him. Certainly not a 501c3 tax-exempt government organization, which is what all churches are. And so what we've got to do is study the Bible ourselves. People say, oh, I don't understand it. Well, you don't understand a chemistry book until you start understanding it. You don't understand Spanish until you start studying it. And so God says, you start studying it, and I will slowly open your mind to more and more understanding of my word. But people don't want to spend that kind of time. And that's what we need to do, because that's the only way we're going to get through what is coming. because they're going to wipe us out if they can, with famines, with war, with disease. It's all in Revelation. If you read Revelation, it's all there. And I have on my website at goodnewsaboutgod.com, I have, if you look at spiritual truth, there are about 9 links all together. They're red rectangular links on the homepage. The spiritual truth, go there. I have over 300 Bible studies talking about all of these things and talking about end times, which is now what we're entering, because this is the beginning of the end of life as we know it.
And you're in California, Doc. Now, what kind of life situation is going on right now as we speak? California, state of emergency. You're not supposed to go out. You're not supposed to do anything unless the state says it's okay. That's a microcosm of what's coming to this whole nation, right?
Well, this is martial law. When they say shelter in place, that's a nice name for martial law. When the government tells you you can't leave your house at will, you can only leave it for your house when the government allows you to, that's martial law. People don't understand that these states are already under martial law. The whole country will eventually be under martial law. They'll call it shelter in place. But we can go to the grocery store, and we can still travel, but the traveling is very light, and we don't have National Guard or police on the streets. I kind of live out in the country. I live in horse country. I'm only 12 minutes from downtown Palm Desert. But I can tell you, people aren't going out, and one reason they're not going out is they're terrified. They're terrified of a virus that causes nothing more than a common cold. But you see, they want you to want to get the vaccinations, which I've told you, all the horrors that will happen with the vaccinations and all the things that they're doing. Also, they're crashing the economy. They're bringing around a depression that will be worse than 1929. They're bringing massive unemployment, and they're establishing a Jewish, communist, Bolshevist, one world government. And in my book, I've got two books. One is The Coming New World Order, How It Will Change Everything About Your Life. That's on my website at goodnewsaboutgod.com. And then another one called, as I said, Who Started the Organized Church? Was it God? And I have a lot of information, which this one just came out in January, and I have a lot of information on exactly what's happening now in that book and why.
Very good. I would just want to give our listeners a moment or so. If they want to call in with a question or comment about anything that we've talked about, we'll give you that moment now. Keep it brief, folks, because the hour is wending its way rather quickly. But if you'd like to talk to Dr. Day, ask a question and give me a jingle, 800-313-9443. So that's the number, quickly, so we can get in a couple of questions maybe. And, you know, Dr. Day, there's so many different aspects to this thing, but it's not, to me, I've studied it for 50 years and I could see it coming. To me, what we're seeing now is an all-out Babylonian captivity of the mind. And this war is not just physical or anti-nutritional, biochemical, you know, aerial, all of these things, but mostly it's a deception in the minds of people. And what they're doing is what you've just said, is they're being conditioned to look to this new God that is going to be their savior. They're not looking to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you see. They're looking to the God of Moloch. They're looking to this God of multiculturalism and this whole business of the new regime, the new Martian invasion, climate change, all of these things that man is responsible for, and man can change, you know. Man can make the world a better place. Well, now they've proven themselves to be wrong, because the world is not a better place. They've killed hundreds of millions of people in war, as you've said. You know, they've done this ethnic cleansing thing. And where are we now? Are we better off, as one president, you know, used to say, or are we worse off? They've proven that they are diabolical, in my opinion.
Well, that's true. You know, communism is actually the plan of salvation without God. God loves everybody the same. God loves everybody the same, and he... He will call on their hearts to turn to him. But communism says, well, everybody's the same, except when it's run by man. That means everybody's the same, And everybody is equal, except some are more equal than others. If you've read the book Animal Farm, that's how it all turns out. And if you've read the book 1984 by George Orwell, it talks about how at the end, the lead man in the story ends up loving those who are have captured him and made him a slave. And that's what's happening now. People love the government. They think the government's there to keep them safe. The government hates us. The government wants to destroy us because the government is owned by people who worship Satan. This whole cabal is run by the Illuminati Jews plus the high-level Gentile, a few Gentile Freemasons. But Jews own Freemasonry from behind the scenes, so these are the elitist wealthy people who want to get rid of all the rest of us who they call the goyim and useless eaters. They want to get rid of us, and also they're establishing the precedent now through this supposed massive influx of coronavirus patients to eliminate care for the elderly. They want to get rid of the elderly because they're too much trouble and they take too much money. So they only want to give health care to those between 15 and 55.
I don't call it health care. I call it death care or medical care.
Right.
All right, we'll come back. We have a couple of callers. We're going to try to squeeze them in when we return. Dr. Day, my guest, Rick Adams, Uncensored. Join us on Facebook as well.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Hi, Dr. today with me. Not much time, but we're going to take a couple of calls here today on the program before we leave. Murr in Wisconsin is up first. Hello, Murr. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Day. Lorraine.
Hello.
So sweet. Sweet Lorraine. So nice to hear you. You sound
Thank
so
you.
Good. Can we order books directly from you? I don't want to go through Amazon if I can help it.
Oh, no, yes, you can get them. You go, just go to drday.com or goodnewsaboutgod.com. Most of my health information is on drday.com, and most of the other information is on goodnewsaboutgod.com. So you can get them directly. They're not on Amazon unless someone has sold a used book there. They're not on Amazon.
So you have an address here that comes directly to you, right?
Yes, yes. The address
good.
There,
okay.
You can just say that at Rockford Press is the address that you can get to me as well.
Okay, so can we pay in cash?
P.O. Box 8. P.O. Box 8. And the city is Thousand Palms, California, 92276. P.O. Box 8, Thousand Palms, California, 92276.
And that's on here, right, if I look further?
Pardon?
I think, right. That's on Good News About God, right?
GoodNewsAboutGod.com. There are over 10,000 political articles on that website, all categorized by different categories. You can see that. And then there are over 300 Bible studies on that website as well.
Yeah, I remember reading about you in the 80s going to Russia and what it was like there.
Yes.
How they removed
everything.
Yes, well,
that's what it's going to be like here. Only worse.
Pretty yeah. frightening. And it's not really even
right.
communism. Because capitalism is nationalized usury. It's communitarianism. See, they're going to
well,
put
it's, really
it's
Bolshevism. It's communist Bolshevism. That's what it is.
Well, it's going to be called communitarianism. And it'll be one word.
Well, they're going to call
I
it
mean,
that,
that's
but
plan.
That's just a nice name. That's why they call it shelter in place instead of martial law.
Yeah.
All
well,
right,
you know,
Murr,
Holy
we have
Spirit
to
had me come
run.
Out
thank,
and live in the country, and I'm
call.
Really enjoying it. Okay,
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay. All right. Okay, let's take John in California right now. John, come on up.
Hello, Dr. J. God bless you. You're still as feisty as ever, and you're keeping on going. I have a question. You were talking about cortisol, and I've heard about this. I have a granddaughter. She's almost 21. When she was little, they told her she had a low cortisol level. She's been getting increased levels all this time, and nothing's really happened. She got sick a couple of years ago. Not seriously, but they gave her more, and she's gotten better. Can you tell me why this is happening? Could something happen to her as she gets older? Hello?
Did you hear that, Dr. Day? Hello? Dr. Day, are you there? I don't know what happened. Oh, did we lose her? And? Oh, well, maybe she just got cut off at the most inappropriate time. Let's see if she just calls us right back. You don't have too much time here, John, but...
Anyway, Rick, about yeah. the Bible, I've been reading the book for the 13 years all the way through, and you're right, you know, especially in the Old Testament, all mm-hmm. these things that have happened to Israel in that for generations, and they get mm-hmm. better, then they go back, they yep. go back, and, you know, what's yeah. happening, and it's only not quite 2,000 years.
That's right.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
Well, unfortunately, you know what, we're going to have her back again, Dr. Day. And when you can call again, you can get that question in again, all right?
Thanks, Rick. Take it up.
Okay. Thank you, John. Stay well and keep in the word, as you say. Folks, another week, I don't know how, but by the grace of the Almighty, we made it. And thank you for joining us on this highly informational program today. Keep with the Lord, and all I can say is, God willing, we'll see you again next week, and stay in the word. Now they bless his elect.
Really, I'm waiting for a splash of sunshine.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.